and relevant because of what just happened with our little aborted missionaries in Iran. How do you feel about the communication equipment that you had on the space shuttle?
Well, of course, I had four flights. Two were Gemini and two were Apollo. We had good communications in both. In Gemini, actually, we were over stations, and we had loss of signal, of course, because we were close to the Earth, so we could only transmit while we're over a certain area of a station. On Apollo, we had F-band communications, and that we were worried about, actually, Apollo 8, which was the first flight to the moon, we were worried about the communication out that far, you know, just whether it would work or not, you know, could we have good communication? And we had onboard procedures if we had lost our communication system to help us get back home again. But the communications, I have to admit, all the way out to the moon were absolutely excellent. I mean, the Apollo was much better than Gemini. We, of course, we had 310-foot dishes, I believe, on Earth. You know, we had one in Madrid, one in California, and one in Australia. And we had a small dish, but, you know, these huge things on the Earth helped us. And it sounded like someone was right in the back of the spacecraft. It was much better in the spacecraft communicating to Earth and receiving than it was on Earth receiving our signal. I mean, you know, our voice, reproduction. It was much better the other way around.
And you never lost contact at all?
No, except around the moon. That's the only time we lost radio communication on the Apollo flights, because the signal would not... but boy, they admitted exactly. At Apollo 8, when we got up to the vicinity of the moon, just as we were ready to go around it, they told us to the split second exactly when we lose communication. And by gosh, exactly at that time, you know, the static came aboard and we lost contact. We never saw the moon, of course. We were heading backwards because we were going to light the engine as soon as we get around the moon. I forget how far back, but this was to slow us down so we could catch it by lunar gravity and we'd go into lunar orbit. And so as we didn't light the engine before, we lost signal. So the ground didn't know what happened. We got it all set to go, then we lost signal, so the engine ignited and slowed us down. But the ground never knew what the situation was until we came around the other side of the moon.
So was there panic down?
No, you know, there's one of them. But one of the things that they would determine whether our orbit was any good, because if the engine burned too long or too short, you get into some weird orbits about the moon whereby you could, if the burn was too long, you'd come around and impact the moon on the near side, or you'd go into some sort of a butterfly type orbit or something like that. So the weather checks determine the whether the engine burn was successful was the acquisition of signal on the other side of the moon. As soon as they picked up the signal again, that time, which they had already tabulated, could tell just how the burn went. And then, of course, we came around, and our computer on board also, and of course the burn was good, so we knew on the back side. But they didn't know for about, I guess it was 35 or 40 minutes before they knew what the situation was. Meanwhile, we had burned and rolled over and looked down the moon for the very first time, and, you know, this thing was only 50 miles away. So we were like three school kids, you know, looking. Then all of a sudden, the Earth came up again, and they had signal.